Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for a brainstorm. Okay. This is brought to us by the Smithsonian and Reddit, because Reddit is a gold mine for cool stuff. There was a post about Roman drive-thrus.
Whoa.
That's what I said. And then I thought, no way. And so did some research. And in 2019 on Instagram, the outgoing director of the excavations at Pompeii, Massimo Osanna, he posted a picture of a thermopolium. Thermopolium means a place where something hot is sold.
Ah, I knew the thermo part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But polium, I wasn't getting.
Yeah. Like a walk-up Roman version of a fast food restaurant.
A donkey up or a...
Yeah, it was a foot up.
Yeah.
So people from all over the city, they found more than 80 of these snack counters that have been excavated in Pompeii, all
wow.
over the place.
Yeah.
Well, so there are pictures of these. Imagine you've got a really long counter, like you've come up to a buffet. And if you've ever been to one where they've got like the metal trays that are kind of in that steam trough, keeping everything warm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, their version was big jars sunk into the counter called dolia. So if you looked at the counter, it would have these holes in the top of it. And they had things like nuts and cheeses and hot meat and all these different kinds of foods that you can get. And then, of course, you had garum. That's that sauce made out of fermented fish, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the early Roman version of soy sauce, that would be in some of these bowls, and they would ladle all that together. And so they were getting takeout 2,000 years ago.
Wow. I was just wondering what they would keep in jars besides like pickled things, but they did everything.
Yeah. Some places had small rooms where you could sit, but most people came, got their food, and went.
That actually makes a lot of sense because I've read... mostly in fiction, but you read about like the living quarters for some people, and it was literally they just rented a space or room where they had a mat. And what would they eat?
Yeah. And that was something that they mentioned, was that poorer people would not have a kitchen.
Yeah.
And
oh,
yeah. And people working in the city, which, you know, Pompeii is a big city, and we're assuming that this is also other Roman cities, that, you know, you're working, you don't have time, even if you had a kitchen, to go all the way home. So lunch primarily was that big meal that people would rush, get their food, eat it, and then get back to work.
That's really interesting. I had never thought about the how would you navigate that with your mat on the floor of your room and the public bathroom.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm on board with that.
I'm on board with that too. So here we think we're all innovative, having these restaurants where we can pull in and get food, and the Romans were doing it, you know, way back in the day. But yeah, they all had their hot meal. I grew up going to something called Royal Fork, which was a big buffet. I imagine this was their version.
Yeah. Now you can go to the fancy grocery stores like Whole Foods, or for us in our area, it's Huckleberry's. And they have a version of this where you can get your tofu salad, or you can go to the hot table and get your somebody else cooked it for you food.
Exactly. So... now you can be like, we're going to go to the McDonald's Thermopolium.
That's excellent. I would never have guessed that, but it really makes sense and clicks some things into place. I guess I thought that was something that would happen in bars and things, but you need some sort of infrastructure for the quicker. Not everybody can go sit in the bar at lunch.
I agree with you. In a big city, what are your other options?
That's a good brainstorm.
Wait, thank you.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.